Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Welcome back. Good morning, Barbecue Bob.
That's right. Welcome back. And we're smoking butts for your pleasure.
You know what? We actually are today. I stopped over, if you're just joining us, I stopped over at Barbecue Bob's, picked him up this morning, and we had a little 15-minute session of, he's got some guests coming over, and he got up in the middle of the night, puts a couple pork butts on the grill. Started a little bit before that, didn't you, with a brisket, too?
Yeah, I think I put them on about, maybe about 11 o'clock, midnight, something like that. But a couple briskets and a couple of butts from Sobeys, and as soon as I get home, I'm going to pull those off, and I am going to put a coffee rub on a tri-point or a tri-tip that I got from Sobeys also. I'm going to use Michelle McCormick's suggestion. She likes a coffee rub on a tri-tip and smoking it. Never done that.
So I'm going to give it a ride. But right now, on the line, we've got our friend from Mount Pleasant Brewing, Kim Kowalski. Kim, you out there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What is brewing in Mount Pleasant?
We got lots of beers going over here as usual. Right now for the summer, we're finishing up the summer with our Summer Wit, which is a Belgian-style wheat beer with orange peel and coriander. And just last night, I grilled some scallops, and it really goes good with those, I'll tell you.
Is that in a bottle? Can you buy that bottled?
This is one that we're not bottling yet. We're going to start bottling it in the springtime next year. And it is available on draft at certain places, but so far we don't even have it in a bottle. So you'd have to get a growler of it here at our tap room if you wanted to take it home and do any grilling with it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty popular beer these days. A lot of people, and that's a good idea for you to brew that. I stopped and saw you the other day, and you were busy, man. You were blowing all the lines out there. That must be a big job.
Yeah, we have two facilities here in Mount Pleasant, and I'm in charge of cleaning all the draft lines at both of them just to make sure there's nothing wrong, and I clean them on a weekly basis so all the beer is as fresh as possible.
I suppose you could get a little bacteria buildup in those lines.
Yeah, if you don't clean them often enough, some places don't, then you can taste it in the beer, and,
right.
And some people say they get headaches from draft beer. Well, that's usually the reason why.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. Right now we're talking with Kim Kowalski from Mount Pleasant Brewing Company, and Mountain Station is the name of your restaurant and pub.
Yep, Mountain Town Station's
Mountain
downtown.
Town.
It is a restaurant, steakhouse, and we have Mount Pleasant Brewing Company, which is a small tap room and a production facility which distributes beer throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, that Mountain Town is one pretty place, I'll tell you. That's a heck of a facility you've got there.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice place, really good food. We are adding on to that right now to add a fine dining area to it, and that'll be even better. So I'm looking forward to that.
I noticed there's quite a bit of construction going on there. Tell me about a couple other summer brews you've got.
Well, we also made another beer this year for the river stock in Newaygo called the Paddler's Pale Ale. They wanted a pale ale made for the event, and I was happy to do it. And we made a pale ale with, it's not a very bitter beer. We didn't want too much bitterness out of it, but it's got a decent hop flavor and a decent hop aroma. And this beer, a couple of weeks ago, I had a steak on the grill with this thing, and it went paired very well with a nice, hot, juicy steak.
Would that be akin to an ESB then?
Yeah, something similar to that. Not quite, pale ales. I didn't want to put a whole lot of bitterness in this beer just because we already have an IPA, an India Pale Ale, that has a lot of bitterness to it. And I just wanted to have the variety. So if you wanted something with the bitterness, you can go with the IPA. But if you want to go with a little less bitterness and just the same amount of hop flavor, you can go with the Pale Ale.
So what do you do to add bitters?
The hops, the more hops you add to the very beginning of the boil during the process, is the more bitterness. So,
okay, strictly hops then for bitters.
Hops add three things to beer. They add bitterness, flavor, and aroma. And for this pale ale, I didn't add a whole lot of bitterness hops. I just added a lot of flavor and aroma hops. So it still has a nice, fresh, floral, fruity, hoppy aroma, but just not all the bitterness.
All right. Well, listen, Kim, we sure appreciate you calling in, and keep making that great beer out there. We look forward to tasting some down the road.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love your show.
Okay, thanks. That was Kim Kowalski from Mount Pleasant Brewing Company and Mountain Town Station.
You know, that's easy to find. They got a website, mountpleasantbrew.com, and get out there. There's maps to their restaurant. I've been there and eaten and had sampled some of their beers. It's a really good place
cool
to go.
Cool facility.
Yeah, it is. It's an old train station.
First time I was ever there.
Yeah, it's an old train station the restaurant is, and they got it decked out. It's really nice. Yep, mm-hmm. Right on the river there. So it's a cool place. If you get a chance to get up there in Mount Pleasant, you know, tailgate season's coming up. All you folks from CMU probably are aware of the place already, but if you get a chance to get up there, it's a great place.
I hope to be tailgating at a Central game this year.
Yeah, yep. We're trying to put that together.
Ferris game.
Yep.
Michigan yeah. State game.
Yeah, the grilling guys are going on the road. We're going to be doing some live remotes from college tailgates this year. We're just wrapping these things up right now and getting them together. We don't have a schedule to release yet, but suffice to say, we're working hard to get on some college campuses this fall and bring the grilling guys show live to a tailgate.
Do you suppose
near
we
you.
Should just do like a little George Foreman on the tailgate, maybe?
Well, you know, you could, but that's not the way the grilling guys are going to roll.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're gonna do it right if we're going to do it. And we've got one lined up already, like I said, and we got a couple more in the works. So it should be fun. You know, one of the other things that we're going to do this Thursday night in West Michigan, we've got the Lowell Red Arrows and the Rockford Rams are going to be playing a game. It's going to be broadcast live right here on WBBL 107.3. And I think that Bob doesn't know it yet, but we're going to go do a tailgate. Not on the air, obviously, but we're going to throw down some food at that game. The game's in Lowell.
What do you want to feed the team?
You know, there'll be a team of people watching us grill, I'm sure.
Hey, Noel Dean's the coach out there. This dude has been grilling and eating right. He's lost 80 pounds. He looks like he's about 20 years old.
Yeah, he's a new man.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's truth to that. He has been eating a lot of grilled foods. It's a healthier way to cook and prepare
my son
food.
Jordan said he was actually doing the burnouts or the runs with him the other day.
Yeah? Kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely planning on, I don't think I'll bring the chuck wagon down to that event, but maybe my tech.
Sure. Sure, because it's a lot to get going. You know, that's another thing you got to consider about grilling. Is,
well, the charcoal stays hot. That's
where,
the
that's where I
when
was going.
Go up to the game,
right.
Somebody might touch it, and
right.
Then they'll own my chuck wagon.
Yeah, and my truck that's pulling it. But anyway, you know, that is something to consider when you're going to these tailgates, and the season's right around the corner. We're going to be talking a lot about this in the next few weeks, but one of the things you really need to consider is the timing of your event. Everybody wants to go to the game and see the first kickoff, but if you're using charcoal, you need to feed people a little earlier and let that charcoal cool down because, as you said, Bob, you don't want to leave a hot grill behind. Fires can happen, little kids run into it, whatever it may be. The gas grill, if you're in a hurry, is sometimes the George Foreman. I think that's electric, isn't it? I don't have one of those, but
yeah.
But anyway, little hibachi grills or whatever that you can extinguish even are better for tailgates than the big rig. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Glad we got that straight.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Tailgate Guys on 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. And we've got some decent things to talk about yet that really need to get out there. And one of the problems we got on the deck and in the grilling right now is the mosquito plague. Those little buggers came back.
Yeah, all the water and the warmth that we've had, you know, huge amounts of rain.
I've
parts
got
of
them come, bad.
Right. Yeah, I know they about carry you away when you
so,
get out of your car.
Yeah, and so you can't have any fun grilling and hanging out on your back deck if the things are sucking the blood out of you. I was so weak the other night, I lost so much blood I could barely make it back up to the house. So I went and got some cutters, and I sprayed like crazy.
Yeah.
But what are some other things you can
do? Well, you know, if you want to get real serious about it, I've heard people talk about the little propane tanks that actually throw
up. They suck.
Yeah,
they do.
Don't
work.
That's where I was
going to. I've got one. You can have it if you want it.
Right, exactly. That's where I was going to go. It's more of a personal thing, putting the spray on, putting the lotions on. I talked a little bit last week about one that was mixed with essential oils. If you don't like the chemicals on your skin, because it, you know, be careful when you're grilling, though. If you rub this stuff on with your hands and then you touch the food, that taste, that bitter taste, I did it, is going to come on to your food. So make sure that you're washing your hands before you start handling the food after putting the bug dope on.
Speaking of grilling, Family Fair's got buy one 32-ounce pack of Johnsonville brats or Italian burger.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, sweet.
32-ounce pack.
That's cool because yeah. You're going to feed a family with that. You buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's at all Family Fair stores. I'm going to be hitting some Family Fair stores this week. You might see me out and about serving up a little Three Little Pig sauces.
Yeah?
Family Fair and D&W. So if you see this crazy guy out there handing out free samples of pork, you might want to stop and try some because that Three Little Pig sauce is amazing.
Oh, it does a great job on the pork. And that is available at all the Spartan stores
carries it, yep. So I'm going to help them promote their stuff a little bit.
There's both an organic line and a non, right? But isn't Spartan pretty much carrying the organic, or do I have that backwards?
You said organic?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all natural.
All natural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Funny you'd say organic.
Why is that?
I don't know. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Inside joke. No inside humor on this show. We've got rules to grill by coming up. We've got smoked onion dip. I think we'll have to get to in the next segment because we're out of time here. But that smoked onion dip, I'm making it this afternoon. And I'm going to use your smoked salt idea.
Awesome.
So all the smoker's going.
So stick with us. We'll talk about the smoked salt, the smoked onion dip. And we're going to build a pergola, which is a roof over your deck. So we're the grilling guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.